Bulletin, Securities and Exchange Commission vows to clamp down on authorized investment schemes springing up. Online Asset reveals that the newly amended Securities and Exchange Act is expected to be passed into law by the end of 2026. Also in this bulletin, KPMG budget survey reveals access to low-cost financing and fiscal reliefs topped industry requests ahead of the 2026 budget presentation. And later on the Joy Business Van, we will find out how Ghana is working to reduce harmful gas emissions in food production. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay on. Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojubaka, and look now at our stories. The Securities and Exchange Commission has vowed to clamp down on unlicensed investment entities defrauding the public with unrealistic investment products. As the Commission tightens enforcement, enhances education, and improves the regulatory framework to ensure a more sanitized investment scheme, Director General James Kuliche Aveji has revealed that the newly amended Securities Industry Act is currently undergoing stakeholder review and is expected to be passed into law by the end of 2026. He spoke at the time with the Securities and Exchange Commission program ongoing in Kofaridria.
We are also working closely with the law enforcement agencies, including the police, IOCO, the judiciary, and Attorney General Department, to ensure that individuals and entities that defraud investors face the full consequences of the law. More importantly, the SEC is strengthening its oversight and regulatory powers to ensure fair market practices and investor protection, hence move to overhaul the current Security Industry Act at 929 of 2016, as amended by the Security Industry Amendment Act of 2021 at 1062, to more robust acts for effective regulation. It will subsequently be laid before Parliament for passage into law, potentially before the end of next year, 2026.
Time with the SEC is a flagship program of the Securities and Exchange Commission aimed at educating the public on sound investment practices and other services afforded by the Commission. President of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Stefan Maize and Abbas, has appealed to banks to reduce their over-participation in government's treasury bills and lend to businesses to help expand their operations and create jobs. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Maize described the situation as unfortunate as government crowds out the private sector.
The difficulty is that you still don't get access to the fund. It means that when you go to the banks, they don't give you the money. They don't borrow you the money. The requirements are so detrimental. And it's also because the banks are concentrating on trying to buy the treasury bills and the bonds. Do you understand? So they prefer that as an avenue of investment, as compared to bringing the money into industry and into commerce. So that is where assets become very difficult. The banks are not giving the monies, the loans to the consuming public. Okay? So that is where the assets needs.
Stefan Maize and Abbas is the president of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Manager in charge of macroeconomic research at GCB Bank PLC, Courage Boti, has indicated that government's quest to reduce the lending rate to 10% looks achievable following the ease in inflation. According to him, the consolidation of the monetary and fiscal policies have positively impacted on the economy. Mr. Boti was reacting to the drop in inflation for the month of October to 8%, the 10th consecutive monthly decline.
So I think we are in a good place. The issue now will be anchoring it at these low levels, and that would support very much the governor's agenda to bring lending rate to 10%. For that to happen, we need to have inflation in the single digits and towards the lower end of the inflation target band for that to happen. And so we have done, I believe, the combination of effort from government and then the monetary side has yielded very good results so far, and those are worth keeping or sustaining.
Courage Boti is the manager in charge of macroeconomic research at GCB Bank PLC. To one of our lead stories, KPMG budget survey respondents, that's expectations for the 2026 national budget, has revealed a strong call for policy continuity, targeted fiscal reliefs, and an enabling environment to sustain economic recovery and foster inclusive growth. The most prominent call from the respondents is for expanded access to low-cost finance through grants, soft loans, and credit guarantee schemes. More in this report.
In the 2026 budget priorities question, 58 respondents called for grant, affordable loans, and working capital support to help firms expand production and sustain operations. Similarly, a significant number of respondents highlighted access to low-interest credit as the most critical enabler of the government 24-hour economy program. Over 85% of respondents said that a grant or matching fund scheme for SMEs would significantly or moderately improve their ability to invest in equipment and technology. Findings from the 2025 Budget Perception Survey suggest that Ghana's macroeconomic stabilization drive has been broadly successful and has been recognized as such by the private sector. However, the business climate remains fragile and business are yet to realize the full impact of government flagship initiatives. The KPMG 2026 pre-budget survey was undertaken to capture the perspective of businesses across key sectors of the Ghanaian economy on the impact of current fiscal and economic policy. The objective is to provide evidence-based insight to inform government policy direction for the 2026 national budget and subsequent budget cycles.
Now, country senior partner of PwC Ghana, Visha Shiagwa, says many businesses in Ghana still lack a full appreciation of cyber resilience despite rising digital risks. Speaking to Joy Business at the 2025 PwC Cyber Forum in Accra, Mr. Shiagwa stressed the need for stronger awareness and investment in cybersecurity to safeguard business operations and data integrity.
Essentially, I think what the survey demonstrates, and perhaps not surprisingly, because obviously it's a dynamic field and things are always changing, is that there's still quite a bit of a gap in terms of the appreciation by business leaders of the kind of risk that their organizations face and what type of preparedness or resilience they need to put in place to counter these risks. And to also deal with them as they emerge. Whether these are just IT conversations or technology conversations, or whether they should actually be boardroom conversations, is still a big topic.
Country senior partner at PwC Ghana, Visha Shiagwa. This is still the Joy Business Report. Agriculture is the backbone of Ghana's economy, but experts warn that it could also be a hidden contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. The challenge, however, is that Ghana has little to no reliable data on how much the country's farmlands and livestock are contributing to gas emissions into the atmosphere. Emmanuel Bright-Kuku reports in our journal today on how the agri sector can reduce harmful gas emissions.
In other parts of the world, agriculture is responsible for up to a quarter of total emissions. But here in Ghana, there is silence on the numbers. Methane from cattle digestion, nitrous oxide from fertilizer, and carbon dioxide from land clearing, these gases trap heat in the atmosphere. Yet, Ghana has no national data tracking how much comes from the agriculture sector. Dr. Kweku Onwunashesofo Asante is the lead at the park.
We come to a point where we realize that the inputs we are using within the agriculture sector is not helping anybody. It's not helping the environment. It's not helping our health. And therefore, the need for a better production system that can serve the need of biodiversity, that can serve the land soil health needs, that can serve our health concerns, and also promote productivity.
Bismarck Norte is the director of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana.
My checks indicate that about 11% of greenhouse emissions comes from agricultural production. Someone might say it's quite insignificant if you compare it to what industry is doing and stuff like that. But I think that it's not just about the emissions that is destroying the environment. It's also about this impact on the sustainability of our own production system.
Experts warn that the lack of data is a blind spot in Ghana's climate action. Without it, the country risks underestimating agriculture's role in climate change and missing out on solutions such as improved livestock feeding, better rice cultivation methods, and alternatives to fertilizer overuse. Scientists at the Multicultural Park have imported equipment to assist with data analysis. Kwame Onwuna Simpe is an electronics and communications engineer.
So we have this agriculture GAG and air quality monitoring system. It has over 10 specialized gases whose sensitivity is also good both for ambient and targeted gases. So we can have this for the entire atmosphere here to access the air quality within maybe the crops research.
Our farms continue to be at the mercy of climate change. Farmers are crying of the low yields on their farms. In fact, the weather patterns are heavily affecting them. With these innovative ideas from the scientists here at the Crops Research Institute for the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, hopefully they will be able to protect our environment while they ensure that we have enough on our tables. My name is Emmanuel Bright-Kwiku.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one we'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payment, airtime and data purchases, so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Great for serving you. I am Pius Kojobaka. Game plan is next. Do enjoy.